It's a crisp autumn Sunday afternoon in the Kreuzberg district of Berlin. Some 40 people have gathered in a colourful classroom on the fourth floor. All the chairs are full and latecomers have to sit on the floor or at the tables stacked at the back of the room. People glance carefully at one another. The atmosphere is somewhat tense, but that's hardly surprising considering the topic of today's class.
How do we address violence within our communities? We are told to call the police and rely on the criminal justice system to address violence within.
So we're talking about what is violence? We talk about consent. And so building that a basis for what is sexual violence, then to build on that, how does that affect different people? How does that affect the survivor? How does that affect the community? How does that affect the perpetrator? To kind of like survey the landscape. So what are the values and practices in our group that allowed this to happen?
Melanie has been working in sexual assault prevention for the past decade. During the week, she is a school teacher in this very same building, helping adult students get their high school diplomas. But in her spare time, she hosts workshops on sexual consent and healthy relationships, which she believes is the best way to prevent sexual violence. She also offers training in helping people to identify and intervene in patterns of violent behaviour. Melanie wants to offer victims of sexual assault an alternative way of dealing with their assault outside of the normal judicial process.
Transformative justice is really trying to think about how can we respond to harm? How can we treat perpetrators as human beings? So not use repressive state mechanisms like policing and imprisonment, instead really understanding that violence is a social phenomenon and that what creates and allows abuse and violence to happen, especially sexual abuse and sexual violence, are systems of oppression based usually on gender.
After moving from the US to Berlin 5 years ago, Melanie decided to introduce American notions of transformative justice and community accountability to the German scene. She started giving workshops all over Germany and worked on translating the concepts into German. But it hasn't been an easy process, she says.
In English, we often use the word survivor to talk about someone who's experienced sexual violence. And that word has started to replace the word victim because it's a focus on survival, on your own overcoming or your own empowerment, rather than on this moment of weakness and powerlessness that's kind of connotated in this word victim. So I would use the word survivor, and then I would ask, okay, what's the German word for survivor? It's Überlebende. And that word is used for Holocaust survivors and only for Holocaust survivors generally in the German context. And so there's a different set of wounds and difficult topics and different structure of guilt.
Melanie's workshops have gone well in Berlin. Sonita, who herself worked in sexual violence prevention in Canada, says she was pleased to find out about Melanie's classes.
I think it just brings an awareness to the different possibilities of dealing with sexual violence and sexual assault outside of the state, so that a lot of people who don't want to go through the court process know that there are groups that are offering support where you are not sort of pushed to go through this system that usually just re-traumatizes sexual survivors.
In 2011, Melanie founded the Transformative Justice Group in Berlin. The group has since grown to around 10 members who meet regularly. One aspect of transformative justice involves communities working with perpetrators of sexual violence. Melanie says this is one of the more challenging aspects of her work.
I mean, I think that's one of the most taboo parts of the work. You have to build trust with people before going into that, because that's the most painful. And a lot of people don't want to have to think about those people.
But Melanie believes that violence is a learned behaviour that can be unlearned. And she sees transformative justice as an effective method for doing this. She hopes the interest in this method continues to grow in Germany beyond her own workshops.
Maybe I'm a bit naive or optimistic, but I do believe in the power of education to transform people's behavior. And I think when people are willing and when people want to change, there should be the resources to try to support that.
This is Charlotte Lomas for DW in Berlin.